880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Juan, thanks for piloting the show today. This is Jim Freed. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. Today we're going to talk about your health and wellness with Penny Schaefer, Market President of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. We're also going to talk about the social media makeover with Alex Thomas from Associates in Media. He's going to tell us why we got 23,000 hits on his website banner on Freed on Business's website. We're going to also talk about how to take a responsible approach to your health with Dr. Victor Franks. Of course, we're going to have Lolly Freed MSW bringing us her positive energy. Today, we'll be discussing spreading the holiday cheer. And our professional chef, Matt Gold, will also talk about how to prepare your leftovers. So let's get on with the show. If you'd like
to. Where have you been, baby? You've got mail.
I messed up one. I'm so sorry. Do you want to do it again? We'll start again.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right. Thank you. Let's reset. Right. We hit the reset button, and we bring back Matt Gold. Matt.
All right.
Welcome back, bro.
This time, you know?
Welcome, Matt, bro.
I'm here.
All right.
Let's go
so
with some
give me
emails.
Some emails.
We got Peter in Miami.
Hey, Peter.
My friends just left town for good. They moved to San Francisco to get into the tech game. I'm thinking about going, too. I've not had a good job for a while, even though I have an engineering degree from UCF.
Wow, boy. Talk about something to bring you down at the top of the show. All I could say is it's unfortunate we continue to experience this brain drain. I, too, have a friend, many friends, actually, that have left the market. A number of them were in real estate. One made a lot of money, did move to also San Francisco, and started his own tech firm. Another friend of mine used to be the head of development for one of the big national firms. He moved to Texas and is selling insurance. So people are continuing to be underemployed, unemployed, and mobile. So if you're not anchored down with your home, it does probably make sense to look at other markets if you want to stay in your job career field, and it's not happening for you here. But there's lots of opportunities in other places. Just as South Florida is losing people, other markets like Denver and Dallas and Houston are picking them up. Why? Cheap places to live, concentrations of smart people all pulling together. That's the new game plan, and that's what we need here in South Florida, too. Matt, hit me again.
We got Paul Brickle. I just quit my job. Seems like the theme of the day.
Ah.
Time to take a risk and get on my own. My own firm started, he's basically saying.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a more positive thing.
That's true.
All right.
He says he's on COBRA. What should I do about insurance for me, and how will healthcare reform impact my business as I hire people?
Well, Paul, I'm going to save that one for later. We'll ask Penny Schaefer about that when we go through the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment right after the email segment. So stick around about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll make sure we get an answer to that question from Penny because she's the expert on that, and I'm not. Maddie.
We got Steve in Miami Beach. I'm looking to buy an office building. It's got good cash flow and some vacancy. Can you help me?
Yeah, I can, but it may not be the loan amount that you really expect. And if it's not got a lot of upside, it's going to be tough to raise any equity for you. So what I would have to say is this. If you've got good cash flow, you've got good track record, get ready for the colonoscopy, but your lender's probably going to be a bank or a life insurance company. If I can help, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. And I'm happy to help you finance your office building. We just finished financing a shopping center. We're looking at financing a whole bunch of single and multi-tenant retail in the Fort Lauderdale area. So give us a call. We'll definitely help you get the best rate because now is the time you need an expert to help you shop for your debt and equity. And that is us at 305-854-5000, extension 222. 2-2. Matt, hit me again.
Okay, we got Scott in Hollywood.
Hey, Jollywood.
Love your shows, but usually I'm in the office when you're on live. How can I hear you?
Well, we've now got an iTunes player. You can download us and put us on your iTunes, carry us around in your iPod. You can also subscribe to the RSS feed on the website. And you can always listen to archived shows at www.freedonbusiness.com. So if your complaint is that you can't hear us, that's how you can do it. And also, do not forget, we are rebroadcast live on 880 AM The Biz on Fridays at 3 and Tuesdays at 10 in the morning. Matt.
I can listen on my phone?
You can listen on your phone, bud.
That's the coolest thing.
You can download it. Now, you got to thank Alex later on when he's on the show. Alex set the whole thing up, taught me how to authenticate it, verify it, all that other stuff, load it up. I'm becoming the master of social media thanks to Associates in Business.
Nice.
Give me another one.
Martin, I think he's in North Miami. I'm feeling a little blue over being away from my family over the holidays. I'm from New York City, but I'm working on an assignment in Miami. What can I do to cheer up?
Well, Martin, I suggest you listen to the second half of the show, and we're going to have Lolly Green on. She's going to talk about beating the holiday blues. So make sure you keep tuned in when Lolly Green MSW gives us tips about beating the holiday blues. Matt.
Robert in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, I was making $300,000 a year in 05 as a real estate agent. I've made $75,000 per year since then and can't keep up with my payments anymore. I'm going to give back my home and stop paying my credit cards.
Well, Robert, it's an unfortunate fact that many people in America today are underemployed like you are. All I could tell you is to continue to stay the course and realize that there's something positive out there that's waiting to happen. The economy will get better. And as you continue to look and push, realize that you may need to reorient yourself to your current level of income, but don't be satisfied. Realize that the economy will be coming back and that you, in fact, have a place that you can go to continue to make good money and have a career. Go for it, but do not become discouraged. Matt.
We got Sarah in Pinecrest, my stopping grounds.
Oh, hey, maybe you know Sarah.
Maybe. Okay. I drove by Blue Cross and Blue Shield store at the Falls. What do they do there? Is it a regular office? Can I sit and talk to someone without any pressure?
Well, Sarah, again, we'll have Penny on, and I'll make sure I ask her this question for you. So stay tuned in about 5 minutes, probably less than that. We'll have Penny Schaefer on, and we'll be talking about Blue Cross and Blue Shield and the benefits that they have at those stores. Matt?
Pete, that Penny is not from Boca, right?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay. Anyway, here we are. Pete from Boca. Where are you going to add streaming, or I should say, when are you going to add streaming video to the show?
Well, Pete, we just had a meeting here before we went on the air to talk about streaming live video. I'm not sure when we're going to start, but I will tell you this. We have been taping a number of the shows, and I keep on waiting for that dirtbag Matt Gold to get them up on the internet. All he needs to do is really get them to me, and I'll put them up on the internet. Matt's not really a dirtbag. He's just busy selling insurance and making money.
I do the best I can.
Well, we're going to have the videos up. We'll put those videos up. And also, Peter Cassis from Peter Cassis, who does our PDC technology segments for us every other week when we're not doing social media, is going to be looking into getting us a high-def webcam so we can start broadcasting live without these things in the middle and get some good shots. So stay tuned. We're going to have TV for you real soon. More on Freedon Business. Matt Gold, another email.
Steve in Miramar. Okay, so you lost 40 pounds at the beginning of the year. How are you now?
Oh, I'm doing great. I actually have put on about 10 pounds, but it's all lean muscle. Because once I dropped the weight, I then started working out. It's to the point now where I actually feel bloated if I eat more than I'm supposed to. We'll talk more about how to keep your weight off with Victor Franks a little bit later today. Matt, hit me again.
Well, we got Alexander.
Hi, Alexander.
He says something to the effect of social media. Does he really use that? You know, the hashtags and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. We'll talk about that more with Alex. But this week I tweeted three times or four times, actually, before the show, each time using a different set of hashtags so that I could reach out to a different audience. And I'm trying to build audience by using those hashtags, just the way anybody can build business by using those hashtags. And in fact, on the last, you forgot to play the laughter because I said, in fact, Juan. The final Twitter tweet that I sent out with the hashtag, I went to look to see what was the highest trending search on Twitter, And I built that into my tweet. Let's see what it does to listenership over time. Medi!
We got Steve in Fort Lauderdale. I guess it's sort of the same thing. What new tricks do Alex and Javi have for us this week?
Well, we're going to have new tricks for us this week, and we did the hashtag trick, but I think that Alex is going to talk a little bit more about other tricks that he's got for us. We've talked about how to use hashtags a little bit in the emails. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more, and we'll talk about some of the other new trends that are going on. And oh, by the way, we're soon going to have a poll at Freed on Business. You're going to want to make sure that you keep in touch and keep looking for that. And send me a tweet, send me an email to Jim at Freed on Business. Hit Freed on Business on Facebook and let me know what you'd like to have us take a poll of. Let's start participating. Oh, and we've had some conversations on Twitter this week, which is really, really exciting. Matt,
yeah,
you're
here.
Falling down on the job.
No, usually you give me an intro. So
Matt,
I'm
give me another one.
Here we go.
Hit me.
We got Lisa in South Miami.
Hi, hey, Lisa.
I got my notepad ready for Matt's leftover ideas. Well, listen, Lisa, I'm ready. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of good ideas, and be ready. Hang tight. We'll talk about it later in the show.
Yeah, they're going to need tinfoil too, right?
Well, they can use tinfoil, but usually they already use the tinfoil to save the leftovers. So they're going to open the tinfoil that they've already used to save. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
There you go.
I think we got an email from Stan the Man in Miami.
I like Stan the Man in Miami. He says he sees that they're downsizing the proposed destination casinos and other locations are jumping in. What do you think will really happen?
Well, what I think is really going to happen with the destination casino thing is that there's going to be a downsizing if they keep it at the Omni site. There'll be a downsizing. But what you're starting to see is that more and more locations are starting to compete. Today or recently you've seen the Florida Panthers come out and say that they'd like to do it in their parking lot. You've seen the Miami Dolphins kind of rattle their sabers and say that they'd like to do it out at Sun Life Stadium. And I might be in favor of that, given that it's a good turnpike location, given that it's could possibly help put a roof on the stadium. So I'd like to hear what the Dolphins have to say. I don't think it really works down in downtown Miami as well because of the traffic issues and things being close in. I don't have a problem with gaming and gambling coming back to Miami if it's done in a responsible way. I do have a problem if it creates issues for people that already have gaming licenses, already have businesses, and people that live in the neighborhood. Crime issues have to be addressed. The security issues have to be addressed. And I want to keep the money here in South Florida for my favorite use, public education. We've got time for one more, Matt. Give it to me.
Well, I got Sarah in Kendall. Can you ask the Blue Cross Blue Shield person what she thinks the biggest issue facing the American healthcare system is? You know, what is Blue Cross Blue Shield doing to address the issue?
I'll make sure I do that, Sarah, and stop emailing me from two different cities, if you don't mind. I know you're probably the same person from Pinecrest. Sarah from Pinecrest is maybe Sarah from Kendall. What do you think?
Well, they touch each other. That, you know,
that's Pinecrest more information than I needed.
Well, just Pinecrest and Kendall. That's
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Well, we're going to have to, Juan is giving Matt the shame on that. We'll be right back after this short message with Penny Schaefer. She's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Back after this short break.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you.
All right, we're back with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield segment. We've got Penny Schaefer, Market President of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, with us today, as always. Penny, how you doing today?
Fantastic, thanks.
Oh, great. Now, earlier in today's show, we had a couple of emails, so I hope you don't mind, before we go to some of your remarks, if we talk to some of our listeners.
No, happy to.
Okay, great. Paul in Brickell says, I just quit my job. Time to take risk and get my own firm started. I'm on Cobra. What should I do about insurance for me, and how will health care reform impact my business as I hire people? Kind of a two-parter there.
That's a great question, though. Well, first of all, we always encourage people to remain covered. So even though you're on Cobra today and you're interested in looking at other alternatives, keep your Cobra coverage until you've made your evaluation and you've made your selections, because individual insurance will certainly be available. But finding the right plan, get that in place and get that organized in conjunction with your Cobra. Don't stop Cobra until you've got something else on the docket.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to be uninsured, because you never know what's coming.
Don't go uncovered.
Okay. Let's see. Sarah from Pinecrest. Sarah from Pinecrest, I drove by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield store at the Falls. What do they do there? Is it a regular office? Can I just sit and talk to somebody there without any pressure?
You know, she might practically could have written our commercial, I think, with those good questions, because the answer is really yes to many of them.
Okay.
The point of the Florida Blues Centers is really to provide a face-to-face opportunity for folks to learn. Yes, it is absolutely true that you can go in there and purchase a product, but really the importance of that location is learning how to live well, spend well, and shop well. You can go in and talk about lifestyle choices. You can get health risk assessments, full biometric screenings, so you really understand your health condition, and then get some good advice from a medical professional on things that you can do to change your lifestyle. If you already have benefits, you can go in and find out how best to utilize those benefits, to maximize those benefits, and really use your health dollars wisely.
You know, that sounds like such a great idea. I've been to the store as well, and I found everybody to be very inviting. It's a very positive environment, and it allows you the chance to talk to a person face-to-face and gauge what they're saying rather than calling into a call center. I just think it's a terrific thing to do.
Well, the thing that sets it apart, as well as being a face-to-face location, is you can go in there member or not.
Really?
The only limitation that you have if you're not a member is that I don't have access to your actual insurance information to help you. But no matter what your situation is, member or not, there are educational opportunities there. There are individuals who want to talk to you about how you live well, spend well, and choose well.
I think we're coming up with the three-legged approach there. I've got one more question that came in this week for you. Sarah from Kendall asks, can you ask the BCBSF person what she thinks the biggest issue facing the American healthcare system is, and what is Blue Cross Blue Shield doing to address that issue?
Sure. Well, actually, when you talk about a three-legged stool, here we go again.
Okay.
Because it's really about three things in this country. It's about access, quality, and cost. Our current healthcare reform law really addresses the access issue. But today, 17% of the GDP is on health cost. If you add 35 million new people to the system using it the same way that all the rest of us do today and living the same lifestyles that we all do today, that 17% could grow to 20 to 22% of the GDP.
Wow.
So you really have to look at all three legs of that stool. So we've got the access piece moving forward from the law.
Okay.
We've got to look at cost and quality as well. And that's where that shop well, choose well comes into play. What are we doing with our own lifestyle that we could change the quality curve? If you look at most of the major illnesses, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and some forms of cancer, our lifestyle related.
Sure.
So getting our lifestyles in check is going to make a big difference on that quality and cost aspect. And then using the tools that both the state of Florida and specifically in the case of Blue Cross members, some of the Blue Cross tools to compare costs before you buy, know before you go, if you will, makes a big difference in the cost. Have you already had an MRI? Do you have to have a second one? Did you go to the right setting to get that MRI, or did you just go to the first one on the corner of the block? We actually have a block in Tampa that at one end of the block, an MRI is $5,000, and at the other end of the block, it's $500. Same equipment, same qualified person reading the scan. It's the setting that made the difference.
So how does somebody how does somebody do comparative shopping for health care services?
Well, you can visit a Florida Blue Center if you want.
Okay.
You can go into the website and look at Care Compare, or you can pick up the phone. We have an 800 number you can call to find out the cost comparisons on up to 100 procedures.
Wow, that's just absolutely amazing that there can be that variability. And just somebody from the street, you just go there. Does somebody have to go where their doctor sends them, or can they go where they're covered by their program and it doesn't have to be where their doctor sends them?
They actually ought to ask the question, where do I need to go? And the only person who can tell you what your benefits and your coverages is your insurance company.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now let's go through some of the other questions that I've kind of drummed up on my own, if you will, with the help of just my own personal experience. Now, we know that the Supreme Court is going to be taking up health care reform in the spring. What's the update on health care reform vis-a-vis what's going on in our court systems?
Sure, of course. Well, we've certainly, the law took effect, and many of the regulations in that law have already taken effect. So we've seen some impacts already. The biggest effect of the law really comes about in 2014, which is when the individual and the employer mandate go into effect. That means that everyone has to have health coverage, either through your employer or you have to buy it individually.
Okay.
The challenge in the Supreme Court is really about whether or not the federal government can force someone to buy a product. Because essentially that's what we're talking about here.
Sure.
And so that's why the Supreme Court is going to hear the case. Now, this law, like any other, if you'll call it a contract, there are some provisions in the law that balance off the backs of other provisions in the law. And so if the Supreme Court simply strikes a provision in the law, it could have an impact on some of the other provisions, and the Congressional Budget Office would have to go back and look at it all.
Okay, I've got the big three fingers from the other side of the table, so we've only got a few minutes left. I think we better run down our list of ideas we wanted to get to today. Now, it was something that one of our earlier emailers touched on before. He was starting his small business and talking about providing health care insurance for his employees. It seems to be getting harder to do that and harder to make it affordable. Is there something that Blue Cross Blue Shield offers that can help that person out?
Sure. We offer programs that are fully insured, blue options kinds of programs, some of the rich plans that many home and business owners are looking for. But we also offer some very comprehensive, both HMO plans as well as a specific program here in Miami-Dade County called Miami-Dade Blue that's designed for small businesses to help them get affordable but comprehensive care. Tends to have a slightly more restricted network of places that you can go to get your service, okay. But they're all accredited. They're all qualified locations, and it is comprehensive care.
Now, Penny, before we go any further, where can somebody go to find out more information about Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Well, there's a www for everybody, and ours is www.bcbsfl.com. Just like the initials of the company, www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific, and I guess they can also go down to the falls to the store there. Don't you have another one out in Doral?
We have one up at Sawgrass Mills,
okay.
And coming soon to Boynton Beach.
Okay, great. Okay, so there's a lot of stores you can go to, get the personal hands-on attention from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We've probably got about a minute and a half left, so let's try to get to one more question. Tell us a little bit about the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation. What do they do?
Well, the foundation is really designed to help our community with issues related to health for the underinsured and the underserved, providing support over the last 10 years across all philanthropic affiliates across the state. So it's an incredible organization, and I'd love to talk to you about it more at another session.
Oh, boy, it does sound like a topic that would lend itself for another session. Maybe we can get to that next week. In fact, maybe we'll start off next week with that one. But I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer. She's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield here down in South Florida. We are in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield health and wellness segment. And I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer for joining us today. Penny will be on a regular basis here to answer your questions about Blue Cross and Blue Shield, so make sure you email those to jim@freedonbusiness.com. Again, thank you so much, Penny Schaefer. We'll see you again next time.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur, someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight-talking, pay-less-get-more, help-me-find affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blues Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blues Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our social media segment. We've got Alex Thomas. Javi's out there doing some actual work. We got Alex here doing the social media networking with us. And I want to thank Victor Franks for making the positive comment about my slacks and telling me that they look terrific today. And I'm sure that you can all tell, too. So thank you, Victor. Hang out. You'll be on in 10 minutes. Keep admiring my slacks. And Alex, let's talk about what we're doing on social media. There have been some big changes on Freedom Business's Facebook page and on Freedom Business's website page and all the other social media stuff that we've been doing. Bring me up to date because you absolutely blew my mind when you told me how many views, unique views, you've had.
You bet, absolutely. Well, how are you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing great. Great seeing you, Alex.
All right. So, one of the things that we noticed with our statistics are the number of views that our ad placements are getting. And part of that is a combination of the fact that the number of visitors you have to the show and the fact that we have those positioned on each of the pages. And there's a select number of those advertisements that at this point have seen upwards of 23,000 views.
23,000 views, unique views. I'm going to need that in an email.
You bet.
I'm looking forward to adding that to the media kit real soon.
So
we've done that. And talk a little bit about what we've been doing as far as trying to get my tweets out there, using the hashtags and what you've taught me about trying to see what's trending and jumping on those trends and how that helps broaden the reach of my marketing.
Sure, you bet. I think the key is, like you said, in using those hashtags, you're able to identify what people are currently searching for. And in doing that, you're basically joining the conversation. And I think that's the key in social media. That's the key to Twitter. And that's why you're going to see a lot more results with that. I think one of the great features that I will be asking you to implement, and we'll be doing that as well, is the use of the Bitly links. And basically, those are the shortened URLs that you use in Twitter that make it a little bit easier for to fit in the 140 characters.
Yes.
But by using the Bitly's, we're actually able to track every click that you get.
Oh,
and so
great.
It gives us a better analytics in our social presence.
Because I've been using the Hootsuite shortener, which does it, but I guess doesn't really track. Well, maybe it tracks on Hootsuite statistics. But I'll need to spend some time learning all of that stuff. Oh, like I don't have enough.
No,
to do
no.
Already.
The reality is that we have the account set.
Okay.
And what we could use is maybe a list of URLs.
Okay.
We can create those links for you, and then you have the shortened URLs, and then as you post on Facebook and on Twitter, you can just select from which of the links that you're going to be utilizing.
Oh, very cool. I really don't understand what you said, but I can't wait to do it. It just sounds like everything I do in social media. I really don't know. Well, you're laughing, but I really don't know what I'm doing. But I just barely. Through and by the end I've done something pretty
you're making
good.
It through you're making it through
well I mean if a 10-year-old kid can do it I can do it too I can
well,
do it too
you know the other thing that we wanted to give over to
yeah
you.
Matt's trying to push you into the shot that's what's going on Alex
oh I got you
Matt's making another tape that'll never see the light of day but we should at least look at it
there
know?
It goes good thing I combed my hair
well, you're looking good but your pants aren't as cool as mine
you got me there so yeah the other thing that we got set up for you on the website is your poll. I know you've been looking to get the poll set up, and it's kind of a lead into our the 2012 season when we're going to be launching our small business toolkit.
Excellent.
And so this is just a brief poll asking some feedback from our listeners and fans, and we actually tied that into your Facebook page as well. So whether they're on Facebook or on your website, they'll be able to participate into that poll.
Yeah, we're going to you outed me on that, Alex. We are going to starting in 2012, having a specific segment that we're going to start titling the Small Business Toolkit. Right now, we're going to have Alex and Javi on 1 week, and we're going to have Peter Cassis on the next week. We'll be talking technology. We'll be talking social media. And if anybody out there has a suggestion, send us an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com or go to the Freed On Business Facebook page or follow me. @JimFreed and send me a tweet. Is that what you want me to do all the time?
Absolutely.
Excellent. What else you got for me? What other things we got? We got the poll coming up now. What are you doing that's neat with the poll? It's going to drive traffic.
Well, basically, again, this is where we're going to import or utilize the Bitly links, okay? Because we're going to be posting that both on Twitter, on Facebook, and also through some of the blogs that you're going to be writing.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I got to write more blogs. I do
always,
these,
Jim. Always, Jim.
I know. I'm going to start. I promised Alex. Alex has created for me a social media weekly calendar of events and tasks that I need to do. I have to admit it. It's been sitting on my inbox for about 2 weeks. Tomorrow, I'm going to take the time to download it and start integrating it into my Outlook and making sure that I do it on a regular basis. And one of the things I want to make sure, because I found that I was doing this, I found that I was falling into the number one trap on Twitter. I was becoming a serial retweeter.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's never a problem to retweet, but it's always good to share your own thoughts and ideas. I think that's what people are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I retweeted, I think, a little bit too much. I'm going to back it down, have more of my content. Or if I'm going to do a tweet and I'm going to retweet it, I'm going to take out some of the original stuff in the first tweet so that there's enough timeline for me to say something and still give them the essence of the other tweet. And then the Bitly, their Bitly shortened URL.
Sure. And, you know, again, I as far as retweeting, I'd hate to put an exact number on it. I think the idea here, again, is sharing with folks some of the ideas and concepts that you come across that you find interesting, because obviously they're listening to you, they're following you, and the stuff that interests them as well.
Yeah. Now, how do we find out what's trending on Twitter? We've talked about it a little bit. I've gone to Twitter. I've tooled around there a little bit. But I only find out what's trending in South Florida. What am I doing wrong?
Well, as far as finding trends, I mean, I think the key is identifying those topics that folks are really interested in and communicating on. And Twitter has, and it's not just Twitter, but there's a couple other search engines that provide tools to find exactly what's trending now and the topics that you actually want to be retweeting and kind of enjoying the conversation.
Can you send me a couple of those links so I can see what's trending so I can do better tweets?
You bet, absolutely.
I'm really enjoying the Twitter thing. I got to tell you is that of all the different social media platforms that I'm on. I'm on LinkedIn. I got 1,200 LinkedIn people. We passed 1,200 this week. I've got about 1,200 people on Facebook. Thank you for everybody for being on LinkedIn and Facebook. Only about 120 people on Twitter, but the Twitter thing is the most enjoyable part because it's quick, it's easy. I'm following it. I get my news from Twitter now during the day. That's how I find out when things are going on. That's how I found out that CP3 got traded. That's how I find out what's going on in the stock market. That's how I found out that we finally left Iraq. I mean, this is where I find all this news. I follow the news organizations. I follow individuals that work there that I find to be pithy and fun.
Sure.
And then I also like to follow things that I find to be interesting. I kind of search around to look for that, and I create a really cool timeline, which is the stream of consciousness that is Twitter. And when you go to Facebook, it's a completely different type of timeline. And what do you think is going to happen with Facebook? Is it going to mature and become irrelevant like MySpace, or is it going to continue to be cutting edge and more so like Foursquare and Twitter?
Well, you know, I of course, these are my personal thoughts.
I'd like your personal thoughts practitioner.
You bet. I think that they have a strong infrastructure and a good foundation to grow from. I think the challenge that they face is trying to manage the commercial aspect of Facebook with the user value that they've traditionally been associated with. Now, and I think there's a conflict in that.
Now, Alex, if somebody wants to work with you and get their website page to the point where they're getting 23,000 unique views every, you know, reasonable period of time, how do they get in touch with you?
You bet. Well, you can reach us online at www.associatesandbusiness.com, or you can reach me directly at 786-294-4737.
Now, we have a lot of Jets fans that listen to the show, so if you could please repeat that slowly.
You betcha. 786-294-4737.
All right. Alex Thomas, our connection for social media, helping us get to you and helping us build our audience. Alex Thomas, thank you so much. We'll see you next time on the show.
You bet, Jim.
We'll be right back with another segment on Freed on Business. Coming up will be the Executive Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Yeah. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I love those guys from Associates in Business. They really are helping me build my website and my business. 23,000 unique page views in less than 3 months. That's smoking hot. Thank you, Alex and Javi. And now we've got the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment, and we've got Lolly Green, MSW, holding on the other line to talk to us about spreading holiday cheer. Lolly, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you're on deck, and now you're up. So how can we spread holiday cheer?
Okay, Jim. Well, you and I know that a lot of people feel down at the time of the holidays. It's a time for traditions, for family-centered events, reminiscent holidays in the past, people we miss, or other personally difficult events we face as the year winds down. So what can each of us do to make the holidays more pleasant for ourselves and for those around us?
Tell me, Lolly.
Well, reaching for a core therapeutic intervention, we can start by setting some goals. In therapy, it's goal setting that helps us tackle otherwise difficult and seemingly impossible challenges.
Okay. How do we identify the goals and set them?
Okay. When we identify the results we seek, it is very likely that we can and will reach those results. The hardest part is being able to say or write down what we really want. Now, that sounds silly, but it's true. Once we've done that, we can make a clear plan about the steps we're going to make things happen.
I'll bet you a lot of people aren't honest with what they really want.
No, sometimes they really don't know. You know, it seems like it's simplistic that people know just what they want, but if you ask them to put it down on paper or make a clear statement, they sometimes can't do it. They're not sure.
Okay, well, I think that they need to keep it simple and straightforward then, don't they?
Yes, the simpler, the easier, the better, and more likely you'll succeed. We want to feel comfortable when we go through the steps that it takes to get what we want.
Okay, well, give me an example.
Okay, using an example, let's see, how to deal positively with a difficult family member.
Nobody has one of those.
Oh, yes. And here's our plan. First, we can admit that we all have challenges with one or more relatives. And next, we can assure ourselves that the holiday will not last forever, but only for a few relatively short hours or perhaps a few days. And in therapy, we call this partializing, breaking down the plan into workable small pieces instead of feeling overwhelmed by taking on more than we can comfortably handle. Finally, we can identify the specific ways we plan to work through the challenges, maybe 3 or 4 ways, all the while reminding ourselves that this challenge is only going to be brief.
I bet the number one thing you got to do is keep a positive mental attitude.
Well, of course, that's the underlying thought. First of all, a smile always helps. So you make a statement, a commitment to yourself. I will smile no matter what the difficult person says or does. And that's not easy, but it can be done. Step two, I will spend time with this person in only short instances, perhaps 5-minute exchanges.
Okay.
Okay. Third, I'm going to give the person no arguments or criticism, regardless of how I'm tempted to argue or criticize, and you know that's very
hard. Oh, yeah. My tongue will be bitten in half after that.
Very difficult. And four, I will plan a gift for this person that I know he or she will enjoy, something I can easily afford, nothing exotic or expensive. And if you don't know what to do, you can always use a gift card.
So what's the bottom line takeaway? Because I know that's just a bunch of suggestions.
You can alter this plan to fit the person or situation. But the bottom line is we are prepared to handle the challenge. We don't plan to be upset. Instead, we plan to be in charge of ourselves, our attitude, and our behavior. And will it go as planned? Maybe not, but more likely than not, our plan will help us through an otherwise miserable experience and turn it into something we can improve and even possibly enjoy.
Well, Lolly Green, MSW, as always, thank you for bringing your positive energy to the show. I can't thank you enough. Look forward to seeing you soon and having some of those delicious cookies you make.
Oh, you know I love to bake.
I do. I love that love. Thank you so much. Lolly Green, MSW, also known on this show as Mom. And now we've got Dr. Victor Franks. Victor's here live in the studio. Dr. Franks, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the quintessential aspect of the American character, and that's self-reliance.
Well, that's what makes us Americans. Juan's one of the most self-reliant guys I know.
There you go. Well, today we're talking about self-reliance and self-responsibility in regard to your own health.
Yeah, well, I think everybody needs to take control of their own health and take responsibility. It's not my fault that they're walking around eating too much and smoking too much.
That's the thing. The notion of I'll eat whatever I want, I'll drink whatever I want, I'll smoke, I'll drink too much alcohol and do whatever I want until something terrible manifests and they go, well, I'll just go to the doctor and he'll fix it. Well, that's pretty short-sighted and wrong-headed, in my opinion.
Very expensive for the rest of us as well.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's, and, you know, the whole healthcare thing, when you look around and you see all these people who have obviously not taken care of themselves, and we do, and we're supposed to take care of them, too. That's, I think, one of the intrinsic problems with this whole healthcare thing.
Well, it reminds me of the financial bailout, but don't get me started on that.
Exactly. There's a direct corollary there. And first of all, it's not fair to the doctors. I mean, the doctors are overwhelmed.
I just wouldn't want to be a doctor that's having to deal with one of these people that has to come in on a forklift.
Exactly. But
Can you imagine giving that person an exam?
You go into a doctor's office and it's standing room only. We have a family friend who's an oncologist. He can barely get in the door. And so what's wrong with that picture? I mean, how could...
Wait a minute. The guy's a cancer doctor and he's overweight?
No, he's not overweight, but his waiting room is overweighted.
Oh, I get you. You got a friend that's an oncologist.
Yeah.
You can't even get an appointment because people are just dying to see him.
I don't want an appointment.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that line.
I went to drop off something for my wife. The next thing I know, I can't even get in the door. There's so many people. So the poor doctors are overwhelmed with all these sick patients. So it's and people complain, well, the doctor doesn't spend enough time with me. Well, why not? Because he's got so many people waiting.
That's why would he want to waste his time with you? You're not taking care of yourself. He ain't going to do any good anyway.
Well,
hope you have a plot.
So oftentimes the doctors, they have to resort to heroic measures and powerful drugs and invasive procedures and surgery because of the patient's abject neglect of themselves.
Or they can just take care of themselves.
How about that? What a concept.
Yeah, they're responsible. So, self-reliance. Isn't that our theme?
Yeah, it is. And I'm not just talking about the physical level, which is important, you know, whether it's nutritional insufficiency, toxic buildup in the tissues, obesity, poor digestion, you know, tight, sore muscles. And that's just the physical aspect. What about the mental? I mean, these days, I mean...
Mental aspect?
Yeah.
There's a mental part to this?
Yeah, no kidding. Yuki, when I came in here today, said, excuse me, I'm about to lose my mind.
Well, I check my mind at the door every time I do the radio show.
So people these days are under overwhelming levels of stress, especially in business, all the business people.
Who's under stress? Just because I can't keep food down, can't sleep past 4 in the morning? I'm not under stress.
And coupled with the stress, the sensory overload, the computers, the cell phones.
How about the noise in the neighborhood of the schmuck that's in front and behind me on I-95, let alone the person that won't let me change lanes without damaging my car?
Hey, you're a honker. I've seen you in action.
I am a honker. Out of my way.
And basically, there's not enough hours in the day to do everything. So the mental level is pretty ruthless as well. And then the emotional level, the personal relationships. What does that do? I mean, whether it's your spouse, your kids, your parents, inter-office soap operas. I mean, you know, you wouldn't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about inter-office soap operas. I just try to keep to myself, keep my head to the grindstone, my nose to the grindstone, and work.
And also the spiritual level. It's not, even though it's a business show, there's no time to contemplate, pray, or meditate, or whatever you like to
do. I make sure that I take 5 minutes to meditate every morning.
And 5 minutes is not enough, but it's better than
I do
nothing.
The best I can, Victor.
Exactly.
And then I got to go out on the highway and get that guy who doesn't hit me. We got 30 seconds, Victor. Give me the takeaway.
And there's this focus on the external pleasures and the trappings of wealth instead of the internal riches. So it's the style over substance, which Miami is, you know.
Miami is all style over substance. Now, if they just take personal responsibility in the fourth quarter, we'd have a championship.
So the takeaway is what I've said before. What good is it? It's so good. To work really hard, make a bunch of money, neglect yourself and everybody around you, and then keel over and die once you finally make it. What's the sense?
It's no sense. You want to make it to the next level in your life, healthy and ready to go.
Exactly. And that's what we've been talking about on a weekly basis. So that's what I'm trying to get across to our listening audience.
All right. Well, Victor, thank you so much for talking about self-reliance in the context of the health and wellness, because it's everybody's responsibility to keep themselves healthy. Victor Franks, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jim.
You're the best, Victor. Now we've got Matt Gold. Matt's coming up. He's going to tell us what to do with our leftovers. Matt's trying to get Victor out of the chair so he can get in front of the microphone.
I'm here, baby.
All right. Well, talk to me. Habla conmigo, senor.
I got to tell you, you know, we're talking about style and substance here in the last
episode.
Yeah,
you got time to talk, so.
But I got to tell you, you know, we're talking about holidays, holiday festive parties, and all these leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, there's great stuff left over. Turkey and chicken and roasts and hams everywhere.
You know,
not ham at my house, but, you know.
But in some houses you do, and I got to tell you. And I'm sure, you know, when you have a festive occasion, you have people come over, and there's, like, little dishes filled with nuts.
I make them take off their shoes, though, so they don't get the carpet dirty.
Well, that's okay. I got a little bit of time. But anyway, you got some nuts in a dish, and then you have the leftover beans or I should say you know, some kind of green like asparagus or broccoli or something,
right.
And you got you know, the turkey. You know what I like to do is take these wonderful leftovers that you look at and you say, oh, I just ate it yesterday, I can't eat it again,
right?
But what you can do is you can be a little creative here.
Yeah, tell me.
Everybody's got an onion in the house somewhere, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, so you chop up an onion little bits and you throw it in a fry pan or a little saute pan with a little bit of oil. Get it nice and sweet. Toss in some of that chopped up turkey you got. Throw in, you boil some pasta on the side. Throw that in. Throw in your greens. And all of a sudden, you have this wonderful little dish.
Pasta salad or even a pasta dish.
It's a pasta dish. And I even throw in, I get a little fancy. I throw in a little, you know, some of that goat cheese and some of those nuts.
Yeah, I would throw in Parmigiani cheese.
Some people like Parmigiani cheese. I can't even say it the way you do. You're so creative. But what I got to tell you is, you know, to me, you got a little...
Grated.
You know, in the little green jar. Is that what you're saying?
No, I do mine fresh. Oh, I don't like it in the green jar.
Nice. Well, I got to tell you, so you got your pasta, you got your turkey chopped up, you got your vegetable in there, you can throw in some garlic, you got the onion, and... You know, you throw in your Parmigiani cheese, as you call it, and voila, you have this great new dish.
Mmm, sounds good. Oh, I can actually look at leftovers again.
And like I said, I mentioned about nuts in a dish. You can throw the nuts in, too. It gives a little crunchy, you know, hearty taste.
Usually
to
the
it.
Nuts are the guests.
Well, whatever you got going. Everybody's different, I got to tell you.
Well, but, Matt, I really appreciate you coming in and have a happy holidays
you
there.
You too, baby.
We're going to have a great time with the leftovers. We're going to talk about some more, and we'll be right back after this short message with the terminus of our show. When I go on my rant, you are going to want to stick around. We'll be right back after this. I am about to lift off.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Fried. Are you interested in shaping the future of real estate? Get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. For more than 30 years, the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies has been a leader in real estate research, education, and leadership. In addition, the Bergstrom Center hosts more than 20 events each year, including annual Real Estate Trends and Strategy Conference coming up soon in New York, in Orlando in February. Look how to get involved by visiting realestate.ufl.edu or search the Bergstrom Center on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Go lead real estate.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer, someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my... always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back for the final segment, and I am going to lose it. I am lifting off. I can't believe that I had to read in today's paper that almost half of America is living in poverty. This is America, the country of self-reliance. We can't be underemployed. We can't be unemployed. We need to lift ourselves together out of poverty. We need to help the weaker people in society. If you are looking down your nose at the people who are having a tough time because they're underemployed or unemployed, get over it. Start helping your fellow man. Make this a better place to be, not a worse place to be. And as far as that goes, I got to tell you, the political candidates are at one or extreme or another. And why is that? It's because we have a closed primary system. Democrats only vote for Democrats. Republicans only vote for Republicans. And that's why the most radical people go and win in those elections and get nominated for president and then move to the middle. We need open primaries. Open primaries so the independents that decide the election can vote for the candidates early on so we get moderate candidates. So we end this gridlock. The number one problem facing America, and I got to believe the world today, is the gridlock that these morons in Washington, D.C. are causing. They should all be thrown out. Every last one of them is part of the problem, and we've got to get it going in business. And the way to do that is to get rid of these people that continue to be ideologues instead of representatives of the people. The people want the power. They want the economy rolling. You people in Washington, stop taking brinksmanship positions and simply get along. Even Ronald Reagan accepted tax cuts if it would move his tax increases, if it would move his agenda forward. I'd like to thank our sponsors, especially Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, DataCorp, top of the line, Associates in Business, PDC Technologies, Estrella Marketing, Dr. Victor Franks, Matt Gold, and thank you to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me at Jim Freed. Go to our Facebook page at Freed on Business. Go and find me on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, real soon. We'll also be rebroadcast tomorrow, and we'll be rebroadcast Friday. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. It ain't blue wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Stocks rebounded from a three-day slump. I'm Charlie Pelletap, Bloomberg.